Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Maestelo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Chip Hale pinch runs for Kirby Puckett. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Knobloch scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Espinoza fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is hit by the pitch. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thome hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Thome reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Murray moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Thome scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maesteller fields it and throws to second for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maesteller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive towards short. Espinoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herbert Perry, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knobloch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Maesteller is 0 for 1 in the game. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Leoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Leoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maesteller moves to second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mears. Peña scores. Lofton scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. Becker moves to second. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thome is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thome strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Dan Maestler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maestler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maestler hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Scott Watkins now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña hits a line drive towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Ramirez scores. Perry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Indians. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Kenny Lofton. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing center field. Billy Ripken now playing second base. Jim Poole now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Kling and Beck now pitching. Matt Morello now catching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Morello interferes with Bell, who is awarded first base. Jeremy Burnett's pinch runs for Albert Bell. Dave Winfield pinch hits for Eddie Murray. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burnett's moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's now playing left field. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Rabo pinch runs for Chuck Knobloch. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawton strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Chip Hale. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Rabo moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Poole. Rabo moves to third. Coomer moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rabo scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Dan Maestela. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coomer moves to third. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Amaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Raba now playing second base. Jeff Rabule now playing first base. Brian Giles pinch hits for Manny Ramirez. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Giles moves to third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Amaro reaches second base with a double. Giles scores. Perry goes all the way around to score. Amaro moves to third. It's 12-4, Indians. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Espinoza hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing right field. Eric Plunk now pitching. Alex Cole pinch hits for Scott Lewis. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Amaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Steve Dunn pinch hits for Pat Mears. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.